Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
So, Cocker, y'all packed up for your big trip?
You're going to have a great time for sure.
I don't know, Cocker. Maybe they will take you to a titty bar. You'll have to wait and see.
But you better be on your best behavior. Remember, you're representing IBWIP.
That's true. We have set the bar pretty low.
So which place are you most excited to go see?
Now, Cocker, no trying to put the moves on Little Lisa Dixie when you're in Washington, D.C. Yes, you're right. I would be jealous.
All right, buddy. Get your ass in the box and we'll send you off in the morning.
Welcome to episode 40 of It Burns When I Pee, Keeping It Neat. And now introducing the podcasting god,
Amen,
Mr. Blake Clayton.
Okay, now you guys need to eat wafers and drink Mountain Dew to praise me.
That's like our form of communion here in Franks and Beans Studios.
Right. Or beans and frakes if you're not dyslexic.
Either way.
Okay.
They're not picky.
Well, yes, I am Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, self-proclaimed.
Dude, you sound like shit.
This is my husky voice.
Sounded real husky there.
Yeah, this is what happens when you make fun of Canadians. A little gypsy guy in a hockey stick hits you in the throat. And for months after you get hit in the throat, you become sounding like, what did you say?
You sound like you've got a throat full of spooge.
Spooge. So, yes. I guess I'm supposed to introduce you guys. To my left, that would be stage left, audience right, the lovely, talented, and always showing us up, Mrs. Bubba.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was like, I thought she was going to announce a World War III program. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mrs. Bubba with World News Tonight.
This is very serious. And to my right, which would be audience left, the one, the only, cock of all cockfighting champion, stud muffin, awesome dudes, Uncle Bubba.
Wow, that was a hell of an intro.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. One like that.
Well, it's like every other word I used, I couldn't hear, so I had to keep using words until it sounded good enough. So, how is everybody?
Wonderful.
Doing good.
All right.
Doing all right other than your voice?
Oh, yeah. Really good. Really good.
Wow, that's rough, man.
Yeah.
Looks like me and Mr. Bubba are going to be carrying the show tonight.
Yeah, basically, if you guys would be so kind, just basically do this whole show.
I think we could probably do that.
But I've been working on a song because I like to sing on every episode.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so there's a special song that kind of goes along with my voice. And I'd like to do it for the number for you right now.
Please, by all means, let's get it over with.
Mrs. Bubba, would you like me to talk to you?
I would love to hear it.
This little ditty, excuse me, comes from a famous show that used to be on television. It was called The Brady Bunch. I don't know if you know.
I think I've heard of that.
And there was a special episode where Bobby was going through puberty.
No, it was Peter. It was Peter.
Okay, Mrs. Bubba.
Blake time. Stands corrected.
Wow, you just corrected the podcasting god. Pow!
And the lightning has struck me down.
Anyway, since
Peter.
Okay, so here we go. They're in the studio. They were going to make their first record. And they were all jazzed about it. But then Peter had an issue with his voice.
I recall this episode.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange. Nice.
Is that it?
I like that.
I don't know the rest of the words.
That's like the shortest song you've ever sung on this show.
I'm singing songs like the size of my penis tonight. Very short and simple.
That's what she said.
And speaking of songs, the first song we played tonight was I'll Be There by Run CMW. And everybody's like, who's Run CMW?
They're the cousins of Run DMC, right?
Right. They're the white hillbilly cousins of Run DMC. But no, they were like this like bluegrass, like Weird Al band in the early 90s. And they used to do Motown songs.
Nice.
So I wanted to play some of their stuff because I always liked them.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to go over the show lineup?
Yeah, anything you can do to help the situation would be great.
All right. Tonight we've got music from Run CMW, Dave the Roadman, who we owe an apology to since we neglected to put his song on the last episode.
Yeah, that was a nice way to put it. I was going to say that we fucked up, but if you want to put neglected.
I was trying to make it sound all right.
Make it sound professional.
Yeah. We've also got music from Jamie Johnson, the Give 'Em Hell Boys, Dogbite Harris, and the last rap song to be played on IBWIP.
I'm almost sad about it.
I am too, a little bit. But we're finishing off with a bang. We're going to finish it off with the Beastie Boys.
In that wonderful tune, that little ditty they wrote called Brass Monkey.
That I love that funky song. Monkey.
That's what my girlfriend calls my penis. Brass Monkey.
Wow. She's named it. Guess it could be worse.
She named it Stubby.
Stubby. All right, tonight we've also got
Thumper.
That one's
Did you
funny.
Like how I waited
I like,
for it?
I like Thumper. That one was funny. That's good. We also have Mrs. Bubba's Vagina Princess segment, where she'll be talking about vajayjay waxing.
Yeah, there was such an outpour from her first
vajayjay
princess segment that we said, well,
we got to keep this going.
Yeah, we ride this train till we have to get off.
Till the tracks end.
And that's going to be a long time because there's a lot to talk about.
That vajayjay got a lot of business.
It's got a lot going on.
Nice. We're also going to talk about how to pronounce one of our fans' names correctly since I fucked it up last month. So I owe her an apology, and we'll get to that a little later. We're going to introduce you to the IBWIP mascot, Cocker the Rooster, and we're going to talk about his summer trip. We have contact information, fan feedback, and of course for Blake, we also have much, much more.
Or as I like to call it, much, much more.
God. God, you sound terrible.
People are going to listen to this episode and be like, this is the worst sound. What's wrong?
Let's hope nobody picks this episode to be their first episode to listen to.
Yeah, let's hope Bubba the Love Sponge doesn't like review this one.
Yeah, Lord knows the last one he reviewed wasn't good.
God. Well, let's start off by talking about the roundtable.
We did another one?
We did number two, which in France you call...
Part deux.
Yeah, in Canada, French Canadians.
They call it part deux.
Right. Outlaw Radio Chicago, Joshy P, Trigger Man from SavingCountryMusic.com, Joey Fuckup and myself. We did the second of the roundtables, and we talked about Shooter Jennings' new album, the band 357 String Band, and we were talking about the fight against pop country and kind of like what we should call it or what it should be named. So you definitely want to check that out. It's available at SavingCountryMusic.com. And it was a good time.
Sounds good.
I was rather quiet for once.
You were quiet?
Yeah.
Were you sick?
No, I think it was days after my tobacco-ing injury.
Your what injury?
My tobacco-ing injury. From
isn't it tobacco-ing?
I got fucking...
Are you on a toboggan?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the baseball injury?
Yeah.
All right. We haven't talked about baseball yet, have we?
We talked about that we were coaching baseball, and then like the first, you know.
All right. So we've had a handful of practices now. We had our first practice game yesterday. Kids came out, played a good game.
We won.
We got a win, 13-8. And Blake's already been injured once. Foul ball right off the Adam's apple.
Yeah, and it hurt.
Well, in your defense, the kid that was hitting is a big kid, and he made good contact, and you weren't wearing the mask like I told you you should.
It didn't fit my head. It was for a 10-year-old.
It doesn't fit my head either, but I fucking put it on.
That's why I don't wear condoms. They don't fit my big, huge penis.
Oh, my God. Dude, you just called it Stumpy.
Bareback.
Is it Thumper, or what is it?
It depends.
You know what mine is?
What?
Mr. Beefy.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Beefy. Lord, she said, yes, it is.
All day and all night, it's Mr. Beefy.
Nice.
No. Well, I'm glad you have an overabundantly large penis.
Thanks, man. I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to listen to a song.
Really?
She always sounds so polite, doesn't she?
And she's like surprised.
We're going to listen to a song.
Right. She's like, we're going to listen to a song.
You and I are like, all right, it's time for a song. Nobody wants to listen to us talk anymore. She makes it sound nice.
Okay, well, what song are we going to listen to, Mrs. Bubba?
Road to Paradise by Dave the Roadman.
Which is the song that we fucked up, and you kind of heard it like in the background.
Yeah, you could hear it a little bit.
We're sorry about that.
Even gods make mistakes. I did invent Michael Jackson.
Wow.
All right. Well, here is Road to Paradise by Dave the Roadman.
Get it on.
Get it on.
Just an old hippie in a worn-out bus that said, come on, baby, ride along with us. We're gonna take you down the road to paradise. She gave me just just enough smile to make me think I could. I said, come on, baby, try some morning wood. I'll be like General Custer on his last ride. Well, you know, I might die in the saddle, but me and St. Peter will have us a battle just to see if I can get in the head before he shuts the gate. He asked me about all the things I'd done, and I said, now let me tell you, son, there's some I lost and some I won. It's just the way it goes. Well, I once seduced a Virgin Mary. She's a cute little hippie, but her legs was hairy. I think she got religion right there in the back of the bus. She was laying on her back with her feet up in the air, and I think she got religion right then and there, cause I heard her yelling, Jesus, oh Lord, I think I'm coming. So if what I done don't get me a pass, well, listen, old buddy, you can kiss my ass. I'm perfectly content to stay just where I'm at. I'm just an old hippie in a worn-out bus. I said, come on, baby, ride along with us. We're gonna take you down the road to paradise. That's Route 30.
I'm gonna find a gypsy woman and I make her my own. Cause I know she won't mind up on the road. Running, running around. Never stopping long enough to keep those feet on the ground. When will she leave? I know she will. I'm gonna write a song about how she put me to the hill. And when she leaves, I know she will. I'm gonna write a song all about how she put me to the hill.
Folks, that was Gypsy Woman by the Give 'Em Hell Boys.
I like that name.
Woo!
Give 'Em Hell Boys.
Give 'Em Hell Boys.
Gypsy Woman. See my dance? That's what a gypsy would do.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of a belly dance?
I felt like I was in
a gypsy's belly dance.
Yeah, she's got the jewels and the little tink, tink, tink.
That's why we should bring Pia Vision back.
Yeah, everybody wants to see you do the gypsy dance now.
Everybody, wow. Everybody loved the moose imitation, and now the gypsy dance.
What was it? A moose sounds like.
That was a big moose.
That was a big moose. A big moose, little squirrel.
So, thank you to the Give 'Em Hell Boys for giving us some CDs to raise hell to.
Yeah, awesome. So, you know, I owe an apology to one of our newest listeners. And I want to get this out of the way now. Last month on our episode, I mistakenly pronounced her name Tamara, and it's actually Tamara. I apologize. I didn't know, and I'm just an illiterate loser.
Well, this is the way I look at it.
It is.
Yeah. The way I look at it is she's still listening to the show, so.
Yeah, we actually the day that.
I thought it was Tumara.
The day that episode 39 was launched on the site, her and I kind of talked back and forth on Facebook for a little while. And
Facebook, that's a porn site.
Yeah, yeah. And right in the middle of the episode, she let me know that I had fucked up her name.
Yeah, she takes notes. I mean, she doesn't mess around. When she listens to an episode.
Yeah, she pays attention.
She pays attention.
She keeps us on our game.
Yeah.
Put our game face on. So, Tamara, I apologize.
Yes, Tamara. We apologize.
I never said your name, so sorry. It's not my fault.
Well, go figure. Mrs. Bubba's innocent.
She never does anything wrong.
That's right.
Well, Mrs. Bubba, since you don't do anything wrong, let's go ahead and play your intro song.
Okay.
And we will start the Vagina Princess segment. And hit it.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kinda scary, and this is what they're called.
All right, there you go. How's that for your... You like that?
I love that song.
Vagina.
Ooh, that last note, I don't know.
I'm not going to win any music awards.
No, it's no, more you like weren't going to win any... That
Ooh, that sounded that good.
That did
oh my
sound
gosh.
Pretty good.
I like Taylor
I
Swift.
American
myself.
Idol, here we come.
Taylor Swift was oh, in our house.
Okay, wow. Well, should we talk about, first of all, shaved... versus wax.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is let's kind of give the listeners, you know, we entitled the show
Keeping It Neat.
And people were like, Blake spelled it wrong again. But no, it's like intentionally spelled that way.
No, because there's the product called Neat that you
right.
use to
and,
remove hair.
We thought it was be a good idea, you know, now that the women of It Burns and IP fan base have a good, healthy vagina, now we want it to look good. We got the insides taken care of. Let's bring the outside.
That's right, because frankly, if the outside doesn't look good, I'm not coming back.
Right, right.
That much is based on the outside?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it looks sloppy, you don't want to keep going back.
Kind of can't trudge through it, can you?
No.
Well, I mean, that first time you're going to trudge through it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. Because yeah. by that point, you're committed.
You're taking one for the team.
You're committed once you've seen it.
But you're not going to try and get through that forest again.
No.
Right.
No.
So why don't? What are you going to talk about first? Are you going to talk about shaving first? Or?
Well, we're going to talk about that the pubic hair has three cycles.
Oh, my God. Another. Get the pen and paper out.
All right. We're starting with pubic hair cycles.
Jeez. Okay. There's three cycles. Okay.
There's growing. There's resting. And then shedding.
Shedding?
Shedding. You shed your pubic hair.
Really? It falls out?
Yeah. Haven't you ever noticed sometimes it falls out?
Is that why you always complain about my hairs in the tub? Is that
probably,
my pubic hairs?
It could be.
That's better than the hairs in her teeth.
I suppose that's true, too.
It yeah. could be. I don't know. Your hair's always in the tub. But you have chest hair.
That's true.
So it could be from chest hair.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, shaving makes the hair even with the skin. And waxing removes the entire hair follicle. So if you're going to shave, you're just going to shave it even with your skin. But when you wax, you pull it out.
So it's like pulling weeds.
So it's like, yeah. Yeah, it's like pulling
You want to make sure you pull the whole root.
Why would you just, like, shave it? Like, I mean, you said that...
Okay, we can go into the shaving the pubic region.
Right after I do my little joke.
Oh, okay. Go
That's
ahead.
That's kind
do
of the
joke.
Process this we go through
oh, okay.
here.
Okay. All right. Didn't realize you had a joke.
Oh, well, of course he's got a joke.
No, but, like... If you just shave it, it's like in like a day and a half, it's going to be sandpapery again. Mm. Like when I shave my face, like 3 hours later, it's like a, you know, full beard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you can either shave it and it's going to last you a day.
Shave it. Yeah.
And you're going to be shaving your toot, 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 toot all the time.
Your what?
Toot, 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 toot.
Well, if you're going to shave, do it right.
How is right?
You got to make sure you have a new razor, sharp razor. You don't want to be doing a dull razor and like pulling it.
Oh. So you should use like new blades.
New blades.
New blades, yeah.
Well, we use disposable. At least I do. I wouldn't use a reusable for that.
Okay.
Or a regular one. Because once it's done, it's gross.
So you can only use a razor one time on your vagina hair?
Oh, yes. I would only use it one time and then throw it away.
Okay.
Okay.
And in one of those red boxes with a little warning thing on the front of it.
Like, biohazard.
Yeah. Biohazardous razors.
You need to take a hot shower or a bath to prepare the skin.
To prepare.
Prepare.
To prepare.
What are you?
I'm wrapping it.
Yeah, because even when I shave my face, I like to take a hot washcloth and soften up my face.
It stimulates the follicles.
It just makes the skin feel better, I think.
Okay. So we've got a new razor in hand.
We're taking a hot shower.
Or a hot bath.
Bath. And that's what they call it in Canada.
We're going to use a good shaving cream. Good quality.
So none of those 99-cent cans of foam. You want to use something nice.
And don't use soap. Ow. It doesn't work.
Soap would burn.
Don't use soap and don't use lotion.
People use lotion to shave?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would burn.
I've heard of that before. I don't.
You're not supposed to put soap. If you have soap by your vagina, it needs to be a gentle soap.
I was thinking of shaving my legs, but okay.
Okay.
All right. This is why you don't shave it. Oh, and you also have to use a good moisturizer. I can't talk.
There's a whole bunch of stuff you need to do this.
Yeah.
When I shave my balls,
need a good moisturizer at the end.
You actually shave your balls?
I shave my balls.
Like the sack?
Huh?
Really? Have you ever cut it?
No, I'm very careful.
Good God, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bubba once, I got to tell this story real quick. Mrs. Bubba decided that I needed to shave my balls, and she decided to try my electric beard trimmer. Not a good idea.
It pulls.
It pulls and it fucking hurts. I was in tears.
It was like a couple's thing. I mean,
it was an experiment.
You guys were getting frisky, trying to liven it up after a few years of marriage, and she's like, "Let me use your electric razor." Remember that time I used the sweater defuzzer to shave my lip, and it bled for 14 hours.
I do remember that. Good times.
I thought I was going to go to the hospital. You know, they have those sweater defuzzers.
The little electric with the thing.
Yeah, well, I was goofing off, and I went to act like I was going to shave my lip with it, and it nicked my lip, and it bled for like 7 hours straight. It was horrible.
Yeah,
and what would
bad.
You have said had you gone into the ER? Would you have said, I cut myself on a lint defuzzer?
No, I was thinking more along the lines. I was fighting a grizzly bear in Peoria.
Okay.
He was trying to get my picnic basket.
Infected ingrown hairs. This is another reason why you don't want to shave. You can get ingrown hairs, let alone you can get infected.
Ouch.
Ingrown hairs.
Ugh. That doesn't sound good.
And it looks like a small bump.
Like
or
a zit?
If it gets infected, it could look like a small pimple.
Oh.
So if it looks like a zit, it's infected.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Then what do? Do you pick it?
You don't wax.
I'm not
tweeze.
Letting my mom pick that zit. That's one zit I'm not letting her pick.
Mom, I've got a cute pubic hair zit.
It's infected. Could you come here?
She sit bare-assed on her bathroom sink. That'd be worse than when she popped your butt zit.
Well, you're not supposed to pick at the skin with fingers and avoid shaving to prevent spread of bacteria.
So you
don't want to be in there messing around with it.
So if it's infected, you just leave it till it's uninfected?
Well, what you do is you use heat to soften the skin, again, kind of like before you shave, and you gently pull with your forefinger and your thumb. You gently pull that back, and then if it's infected, the pus will come out. and then you just gotta leave it alone. But make sure the tweezers are sterilized if you're gonna do anything with tweezers.
You want them tweezers sterilized.
So. Yeah, because you don't want any dirty tweezers down in your.
So it sounds like if you're shaving your vagina, you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah. You should just avoid shaving altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah, shaving I don't think is the way to go.
Shaving is for cheap redneck bastards that don't do it.
Frankly, dude, I'm not taking a razor down by my junk.
Oh, I do because I'm, you know.
I'm just not.
I have the hands of a surgeon.
Really?
Do you want to find out about the types of waxing?
Yes, because that's what we're pulling for. That's what we're promoting, right?
Yeah, we like the wax.
Okay, this is what we need to do.
Because, and I don't mean to interrupt again. I mean, I apologize because I see you have 47 pages of notes there. And I really hate to interrupt, but I don't want to be rubbing my junk up against a girl who's got like sandpaper infected.
Oh, God, no.
Ingrown hairs.
It's not pretty.
Shave that.
You'll end up with road rash on your balls.
Right, or like I could cut the head of my penis.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, it's not.
That stuff gets sharp.
Right. Your penis is short enough. You don't need to be sanding any of it off.
Well, one could start out with a regular bikini wax.
Which is?
It removes right outside of the panty line or the swimsuit line. So if you've got, like, kind of curving to the legs and kind of coming up the sides a little bit, you do need a bikini wax to get rid of that side stuff.
But a bikini wax, you basically have a V. Like lips and
bump. Oh, you still have.
I mean, you still got quite a bit of.
Oh, yeah. You still have it on, like, the lips.
Okay, I'm gonna vote no.
Yeah, we need to keep going.
We need to keep going. What's the next level?
The full bikini goes deeper on the sides and looks more like a triangle. It more forms it.
I'm thinking we still need to keep going.
Lower!
The French bikini removes all the hair in the front and goes right before the butt hole.
Okay, so a French bikini wax, everything is bald from the top of the vagina to the bottom of the vagina.
Yes, all the way up to the asshole.
The taint.
Yes.
The taint.
Yes.
The taint. Taint's
they
worth,
do what they
stop at the taint.
They stop at the taint.
They stop.
On the butt side, not on, you know how there's a little bit of taint?
Right.
Stop on the butt side and not on the vagina side.
All right, so far French is
French bikini.
Good.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
And
usually, if you want to be extreme, if you got a hairy asshole, what do?
You would do the Brazilian, and that takes off all the hair, including the hair in your butt.
In your butt.
In your butt.
Wow,
that's got to be an awkward one-on-one contact with another person.
That's pulling the lips back, the labia.
Here we go again.
Here we go with medical terms.
And waxing inside of the lips.
They pull apart your pussy lips?
Yes.
Wow.
And put wax in there?
Yeah, on the sides. They don't go all the way down.
Well, no, I know, but inside.
Does your clitoris have hair on it?
No.
Okay.
No.
No hair on the clitoris.
No, that's going to be another show segment.
Oh, we'll keep okay. That Sorry.
Okay.
Don't want to give things away. Well, George Washington.
Now, I did hear that there's like one more after this.
There is. What can be better than a Brazilian wax?
I don't know. It sounds pretty awful.
I hear there's something called the Sphinx.
Why, yes.
Sphincter says what?
From the belly to the small of the back. You're getting diaper range here.
Wow. Diaper range.
So if you're
and they say you have to be on all fours,
yes,
to get the Sphinx done. Blake's favorite position.
Well, what I'm wondering is how do I get this job? Because it really sounds like a pretty cool job.
To be the waxer.
Oh yeah, I don't want to. Well, yeah.
You don't want to be no.
No, I think I'm thinking about getting it all done. I think I'm going to go.
Are you going to do the Sphinx?
The sphincter.
Okay.
I'm going to get the sphincter
from
done.
The belly. To the back.
Okay, so Uncle Bubba, as a fine, outstanding gentleman that you are, if Mrs. Bubba wasn't in the room, and without telling any kind of personal information, because we, on this show, we try to keep personal information out of the
show. Of course we do.
What would you prefer that your betting partner had?
I think I'd go Brazilian. I think the Sphinx might be a little too much. Belly button, like she said, that's diaper range.
Yeah, if you're if
Brazilian's
you're,
plenty.
If your love partner has hair on her small of her back and up by her belly button, you're fucking a guy.
Well, and frankly, I mean, if she's willing to do the Brazilian and get her
pussy
ass and her pussy waxed for you, you got a pretty good feel that she loves you.
Yeah, I think so.
That says love to me.
All right, so Mrs. Bubba, we're voting for Brazilian.
Brazilian. We're not going to go as far as the Sphinx.
No, there's really no need. To me, that's just extra.
Well, when you go to the waxer, they do use a good quality of wax. Hair needs to be a quarter inch long. You don't want to groom yourself 1 to 2 weeks before you go.
So hold on.
But
so
you need to cleanse.
But there's more than one kind of wax.
Yes.
So there's good wax and bad wax, and you want to make sure that it's a good quality wax.
You want a good quality hard wax.
So you don't
want
to like go somewhere to get your pussy wax that's like in the basement.
No.
You know, you want
to. It's going to cost $10.
Yeah,
no.
you want to go to like a quality spa or
something.
You
want to go someplace where there's Asians. Right?
Go figure.
Well, then you got to cleanse the skin. You got to apply the wax when it's warm and comfortable. They use the cloth strips. Pull in the opposite direction.
I'm kind of aroused right now.
Repeat until all the hair is removed. Tweeze any stray hairs. Soothe the skin with aloe-based lotion or gel. And usually the hair will get thinner or doesn't come back at all.
Wow.
And you go for less and less waxing.
So I'm thinking that, like, initially the wax part of this set part thing doesn't, like, sound like a whole lot of fun. Like, you know, somebody putting wax around my balls and ripping it off. That sounds like it would hurt.
I had my eyebrows waxed.
Well, your eyebrows also don't have pussy lips between them.
But then
I'm thinking it can't hurt that bad.
But then the whole putting on the moisturizer and the aloe, that sounds kind of nice.
Well, here's my thing, because obviously you did your research, and obviously you talked to someone in particular who had this procedure done.
A satisfied customer I did talk to.
And
they received the Brazilian?
The Brazilian, yes.
Wow.
And they got it about a month ago. It's still going strong. It's still no stubble, anything like that.
Wow. Still looks so neat.
Still strong.
So you get your money's worth.
Yes.
Now, I wonder what kind of like, I mean, what's the procedure that they go through to like, does a guy walk in and be like, spread your pussy lips and just slap a bunch of wax on it or what?
Well, they do it more tactful than that.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think you'd be a good waxer.
You think I'm too aggressive?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Too inappropriate?
Definitely.
Because, I mean, like, if you're talking, like, I wonder, do you hold your lips open or do they hold your lips open while they're waxing it?
I believe they hold one open on each side. They hold, like...
Because they don't want to fall in if they got both open at the same time.
So there's like a whole lot of really personal contact here.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking, they're like right up in your...
Well, and to tweeze the hairs, you got to get down to see them.
So they're right up in your junk.
Yeah. I mean, to wax the butt.
So if a girl goes and another girl does a Brazilian wax on her, you can consider that a lesbian experience.
I'm thinking yes.
Pretty much. Hey, I'm sorry, but if a girl...
It was not sexually...
I'm sorry, but if there is a girl a quarter of an inch from your junk and she has touched your pussy lips at one time or another...
That's a sexual
and
experience.
And you're half naked, you did it with a girl.
Yeah, that's a sexual experience.
Nothing got licked, nothing got touched in a sexual way. There was nothing done in a sexual way.
Mrs. Bubba, if I roll over in bed and... lightly glide my penis across a cool pillow. I got a boner. That's a sexual experience.
So have you ever like rolled over and you know rubbed your penis against Rory, your dog?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I put peanut butter on it, and then she does it.
She licks it.
Yeah,
and that's why you say I love this dog.
Yeah, she's the best dog in the world.
So now here's a question: when they're gonna go for the waxing, they schedule an appointment, and let's say the appointment's 2 weeks out.
Yeah, that's gotta be awkward. Hi, I'd like to have my whole vagina and asshole waxed.
when they make this appointment leading up to their visit, can they have sex?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to be, like, down there waxing and find, like, crusties.
Like little baby bubbas.
That's why it said, avoid grooming, but encourage cleansing.
Okay, so you don't, like, clip the hairs or anything like that, but you want to keep it clean. You want to wash it.
You want to wash it with soap and gentle soap.
Personally, I would think if I was going to have an appointment in 2 weeks, I would, like, double up on my yogurt.
I think so, too.
If you could go ahead and reference back to episode 39 when we talked about the female...
Yeah, bacterial. You
know, bacterial.
It does its own thing. Don't labia. Mess with
we
it.
We talked about the system meniscus. And how it works.
We talked about the meniscus.
What in the meniscus? Meniscus is a part of your knee.
Oh.
God, do you even pay attention? I'll give you a pass.
But if you do reference back to that, it's the cleansing part will work with this part. $65, and then you want to leave a tip.
Wow, so $75.
Hey, $65 and the tip, I'm leaving. It don't cost no money, baby.
Hell yeah. So is there other stuff?
Ying Shang Fing is going to love what a tip I give her.
So like when you go in to get it waxed, is there other funky stuff that they can do to spice it up?
Yes, it's called vajazzling.
Like bedazzle vajazzle?
Yes.
You can bedazzle your vagina?
Yes, you can.
I thought bedazzling your cell phones was wild and crazy, but...
I can't honestly say I've ever seen a bedazzled vagina.
What is that process? What does that do? Like,
are
they like stickers or something?
You can get a couple different things. You can get it waxed in like certain shapes. The most common are diamonds, lightning bolts, hearts, and husband's initials.
Really? Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of neat.
So, like, UB.
UB.
Uncle Bubba.
Oh.
Hello. Don't Sorry. Even know your own name.
And now where our customer went to, they used Swarovski crystals, which are $120 a pop.
Per crystal?
Per crystal.
Holy
shit. Is it crystal
shit.
Meth? You put crystal meth on your vagina?
It's supposed to last around 6 weeks because they glue them on the skin.
What?
And you can get it in any shape you want.
That's crazy talk.
You can get it coming down and make like
so. I'm guessing that this is done by a lot of like strippers who are pulling in big bucks in the strip
club. Right, because if my girlfriend, wife, or whatever comes home and like she goes to bed and I try to stick my dick in her, it gets all these rough, you know, I rub up against these crystals, I'll be like, I'm going to buy a new TV because I know how much you spent on that.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you said $120
per... $120 per crystal.
So, you know, if...
At least...
If she put, you know, four or five crystals...
An 8-ball doesn't even cost that much.
She put four or five crystals down there, you're talking about $500.
And just think, when you're going to do it, you rub up against a crystal and it falls off.
Holy shit, I'd be pissed.
There just went $120 unless you can get it back on with Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue.
Hmm. Wow.
Elmer's glue.
So that's only the, like you said, that's more of the adult entertainment people.
Yes.
Probably did that. That would be kind of cool to stick my dick in between like 17 bedazzled jewels.
Now, what about like the pubic hair? Can you do stuff other than shave shapes into it?
You can, let's go back to body art and stick on tattoos. You can make your labia into a butterfly. The labia, where it comes together, is the body.
Come together,
and the
right
labia
now.
On my tongue.
And the butterfly wings come out, and it looks like a butterfly.
I don't want to fuck a butterfly.
I don't want to fuck a butterfly.
Well,
I don't want tattoos.
But you can get, you can get anything drawn on there that you want.
But like if you, like he was saying, like let's say you had that lightning bolt. Let's say you wanted a red lightning bolt.
Yes. Yes, you can dye
it. So you can get it dyed.
But it's best to let a professional do that, and you never, ever want to use dye that you would use for your hair.
So you
can't go to Walmart and buy Clairol hair color and go home and dye your pubic hairs.
You just use like you just use like Kool-Aid packets.
Most women do it because it gets gray.
Your pussy hair gets gray?
Well, when you get old.
Oh God!
I hope I never get old.
Oh.
So they dye it to match the.
Could you imagine going down, and you're just about ready to break the crest with your tip of your tongue, and you open your eyes just to make sure you're in the right spot, and
it's gray.
It's gray.
Not good. Not good.
But God. Pink, green, blue, any color.
I don't know. Like Smurfette probably did blue.
Probably.
I don't think I'd like the colors either.
No, I'm thinking from an economical standpoint. Shave, I mean, wax that shit all off. Don't fancy it up. I love the vagina.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't need to be good.
It doesn't need any special.
Because I'd be afraid to fuck it if it had $500 worth of jewels around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I wouldn't want to ruin that.
Yeah, because I mean, most of the time my dick's so little it doesn't stay in there. It'd be slamming up against those jewels. They'd be spouting off.
It'd be like that pussy's a work of art. I don't want to fuck with that. That'd be like fucking the Mona Lisa in the mouth.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, don't want to fuck the Mona Lisa in the mouth. But I bet she'd smile though.
Probably.
That's what.
Well, what we've got last is some anal bleaching.
What?
Anal bleaching.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
It's the process of lightening the skin around the anus.
Why?
Normally, it is used by porn stars or dancers. But some people...
Is that because they take in the butt so much?
It's just...
They don't wipe their butt and they get poop stains?
It's a pigmentation around there.
Ugh.
Yeah, and it's just...
Thank God I licked the butthole when it's dark. I can't see.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
And when it's
dude.
Brown, it looks like poopy. So,
but it's not poopy?
It's not poopy. Well, it
it's
depends.
It's German chocolate cake.
Because let me just say, if I went to lick Mrs. Bubba's butt.
If, I mean, just hypothetically.
Of course, just hypothetically. I don't do that. Wink, wink. But if I did,
nod.
And there's like a big brown ring there, that's... That's kind of turned me away from ever doing that again.
I started licking a brown ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Well, I just wanted everybody to know.
She didn't let me finish.
I did find a site. If you do need to get the bleaching and do it at home.
You can bleach it at home?
No way. No way.
You can find it at the bleaching cream at shopinprivate.com.
What was that again?
Shopinprivate.com.
All right, we'll put up a hyperlink because in case any of our listeners want to...
In case they have a burning ring.
Bleach their own asshole. That's got to be dangerous. That's,
oh, God.
I don't think any of this should be done by someone at home.
You don't know the shaving of the pussy.
No.
And the anal bleaching.
And the waxing and the bedazzling.
I think that all sounds like professional. Oh, no, I wouldn't.
If you can get into that shape and...
I can barely put both my... pant legs on without falling over, let alone wax my own asshole and then bleach it.
Yeah, I don't think this sounds like anything I'd want to try at home.
I have trouble podcasting.
I would be the one that would cut myself.
How would you cut yourself?
If she was shaved?
Oh, I would cut myself.
I got a question, though. Like, when you're getting waxed, is it like a tattoo, like you bleed a little bit? Like when they
no,
rip off
you
the...
don't bleed.
Wow.
You probably shouldn't make an appointment when you're having your period either. Huh?
I would think not.
They probably want you to be clean.
It'd save you on the red pussy hair dye. You just take your wait.
Oh, dude.
You just take your finger and cut it.
That went way too far.
Swimming in the Red River.
Remember the Red River Valley.
Oh, dude, that's so disgusting.
Hey, I'm just trying to save people money. This seems like to be an expensive extravaganza. But well worth it, I
think the Brazilian would be worth it. I mean, I'm going to try and give it a try. We're going to see.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
Can we go with you?
Yeah.
In the room?
I'll take a digital voice recorder with me if they'll let me.
Okay.
Really?
Record it. Yeah.
Nice.
That would be awesome.
I mean, do I have to talk into it like when I'm getting done?
Oh, no. We'll just sit it on the counter.
No, I think that the person doing it should like, and now I am pulling back the labia. And then you hear Mrs. Bubba go, ooh.
Yeah. Dude, that may be how she talks on here, but yeah, that won't be the way she talks in there, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No, honey.
Do you think
I've heard you cuss like a sailor.
Do you think you would get off on somebody rubbing on your vagina?
I might.
I think it's possible.
I might.
So it would be a lesbian experience.
I like pain. It's kind of nice.
Ooh. All right. Well,
switches things up once in a while.
My life is good.
She wants you to punch her in the pussy. I still think that's the way to go if they mouth off to you, but that's just me. Anyway, now is that any? Do you have any more information on your manual that you have?
No, that's pretty much all I have for that.
I'm enlightened, and let me just say, all you ladies out there, satisfy your man.
Keep it neat. We don't want any 1970s Afro pubic hairs.
No.
Blake's dying over here.
I'm going to make it through the show. I'm going to make it.
Let's hope.
So let's move along and go to fan feedback.
A little fan feedback.
Fan feedback. Everybody flip to page 47 of your notes.
We have several this month. Again, we're on a roll.
I think we're getting some momentum.
I think so. Show's picking up.
We started getting momentum when you were on the show, and then now Mrs. Bubba is telling all about vaginas. I think there's a bunch of perverted, horny, disgusting guys out there who are getting off on it.
The great part is there's women that are enjoying it, too.
Right.
We get a lot of feedback.
I know. One of our friends of the show, Nicole, and her husband, BJ, I know Nicole was very pleased and thanked Mrs. Bubba personally.
We've actually got a fan feedback from her.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Okay. Well, go ahead and I'll shut up now, but I will interrupt throughout the...
Well, we'll go ahead and start with Nicole since she brought it up.
Okay. Sorry.
Nicole says, great show, guys. And Mrs. Bubba, I learned a lot about my vajayjay today. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
Not a problem.
But that's what I'm here for. She's
glad to let you learn.
The next one we got is from our...
Wait. I'm glad I learned you.
Glad I learned you. Redneck hillbilly talk.
Hillbilly vagina time.
How's that sound in Italian, Blake?
I have decided I'm not going to do any more.
You're going to keep away from the ethnic slurs.
Yes. I'm not going to do any more imitations.
Good for you. Yes. We'll see how long that lasts. Two episodes. Start a pool. All right. Our next fan feedback comes from our buddy Jared. Says, okay, I have to say you guys owe me a keyboard for the IBWIP vagina monologues. My cheeks hurt from laughing. I swear I was cracking the hell up at what y'all were saying in the background as she was trying to educate. It was like high school health all over again, but much less awkwardness.
Nice.
That's a pretty good way of referencing it.
Yeah,
he was so funny. It was so good. His ass cheeks hurt. So.
Yeah.
I want to try and give all the information, and sometimes you get a little off topic, so I just kind of bring it, you know.
We get off topic?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
We can't get off topic. Back. We have notes.
That's right. We've got an outline.
Right.
Even though we don't follow it.
Right.
All right. Next one up says, cheers from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Just stumbled onto your website tonight. Great shit. You've got a new listener. That's from Stephen Ashton.
Well...
Steven?
Sweet, another
tell your
listener.
Friends.
Another new state, New Mexico.
Gotta love it. We're growing.
We're getting closer to the border.
Next up is from Richard L. Renison. Says, thanks for putting on a real show. Good stuff and great music. Keep it up.
Wow. People are nice.
I think they like us.
I like people.
We've got fans.
Feels good.
It does feel good.
I wish we had fans so we'd give us $5 each.
Yep. Donate button, please.
I still don't have a microphone stand.
We're getting closer, though, but we'll talk about it later.
All right.
Next one is from Jeremiah Birch. Jeremiah says, please don't show up to my house with midgets wearing assless chaps or any crazy shit like that. I live in a decent neighborhood.
Okay, and I don't want to get too far ahead, but... That's in reference to something that we're going to talk
about that here in a little bit.
I just thought I put it in there because it was hilarious.
Yeah. Midgets and assless chaps.
He's basically saying that we don't live in a decent neighborhood.
Yeah, we're rednecks. This one's from Mark Owen. Love what you guys do. Keep on playing that great music for us folks that know and love real country music. We will keep laughing at the fakes and do urinate on Music Row when I walk past there from a night of drinking. LOL.
So LOL.
He's pissing
Laughs
on Music
loud.
Row.
He's from Tennessee.
I would assume so.
Cool.
Cool. Well,
we're invading Nashville.
Hey, here's another first-time listener.
That's amazing. We got this is awesome.
Several new ones. This one says, "This is the first time I've listened. Very funny. I'll definitely listen to the archived episodes and the Blind Staggers Rock." That's from Kitty.
Kitty.
I like that name, Kitty.
Kitty. I wonder if that's her stage name.
Could be.
Maybe she was at work. Do they have internet for strippers?
I don't know.
Do you think they have Wi-Fi and strip
Wi-Fi
clubs?
At Big Al's? Could be.
I'll go find out.
Sweet.
Sweet. All right. I'll check on that.
We've got one more.
Thank you, Kitty, by the way. I'm not saying you were a stripper. I just was assuming.
Great show. That's so fucking cool you guys had Joe Huber on. Keep up the good shit. First thing I think of on Valentine's Day, court girls in New Mexico are fucking nuts. That's from Steven.
Steven, thank you for drinking a 12-pack and then emailing us.
You know, I'm a little disappointed.
I know. It seems like he's bi-monthly now.
Paul.
I know. It seems like he does.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Nothing. Nothing from Paul.
All right. Well, thank you for doing the fan feedback.
My pleasure.
And Mrs. Bubba, thank you for the Vagina Princess segment.
You're welcome. And I think it's time for a song. It's That Lonesome Song by Jamie Johnson.
Okay. Jamie Johnson.
Jamie Johnson.
That Lonesome Song.
That name kind of rolls off your tongue. Jamie Johnson.
Yep. It's somewhere between Jennings and Jones.
Yeah.
It's one of the songs. But I like Jamie Johnson. I think he's good. I think he really got screwed out of winning Newcomer of the Year Award. That black guy, Hootie. Who do you want?
Darius Rucker.
Yeah. I think Jamie should have won it. I like the album. And
Darius should have stuck with the blowfish.
Yep. He should blow a lot of fish. All right, here we go. Jamie Johnson.
That morning the sun made its way through the windshield of my Chevrolet. Whiskey eyes and ashtray breath on a churred rock gravel road. What the hell did I do last night? That's the story of my life. Like trying to remember words to a song nobody wrote. And it's sad and it's long, and can't nobody sing along. It's a southbound train, it's a whistle and the wind. Ain't no one there to care where I've been. I'm humming on that lonesome song again. I took a trip across the country from Montgomery. Discovered I'd been wrong for so long. I thought it was the fame and the glory and the money, but all I've got to show is a damn song. And it's sad and it's long. Can't nobody sing along. It's a sound. Song again. That morning sun made its way through the windshield of my Chevrolet. Whiskey eyes and ashtray breath on a churred rock gravel road.
At Sharp, our goal is to reproduce every color in the world on TV. Introducing Quatron QuadPixel technology. It adds a fourth color, yellow, to the standard RGB color system, creating a vast array of colors you can't see with your TV's three-color technology. But you can see this. Whoa! Oh, my.
Quatron from Sharp. You have to see it to see it.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the Keepin' It Neat Salon and Day Spa. How can I help you?
Yeah, we've got an appointment.
And your name, please?
Bubba. Uncle Bubba.
All right, sir. We will call you back in just a few minutes.
All right, thanks.
Dude, I have never gotten a massage. I hope they offer up the happy ending.
I made sure to request an Asian chick just for you.
Yes.
You're going to really enjoy this. I guarantee it.
Okay, gentlemen, let's head on back. Mr. Bubba, you'll be in room number 6, and Mr. Clayton, you'll be in room number 2, and I'll be assisting you.
You're not Asian.
Well, Mr. Clayton, I assure you that I can do it just as well.
Well, all right.
Enjoy it, buddy.
I will.
Okay, Mr. Clayton, please strip down completely and lay down on the table.
Wow, so you're like doing the whole thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Wow, you're going straight for the goods. I thought I was going to get a full body massage first, but hey, if you want to get down to business, let's do it.
Sir, you're here for a complete waxing, not a massage.
What the hell? Damn you, Bubba.
Mr. Clayton, please take a deep breath and stay still.
Holy shit, crap! Oh, damn! Son of a bitch!
Mr. Clayton, please man up and stay still.
You're ripping the hair off my balls. How am I supposed to stay calm?
We are almost done. Please turn around and get on all fours.
What the hell for?
We have to wax your butthole.
Hell no! Bubba! Bubba!
What?
You're an asshole!
I actually have a smooth asshole now.
First the whorehouse and now this? I'm not going in with you ever again.
You're a puss.
Go to hell. I'm walking home.
He's a big old baby.
Yeah. Can you believe he actually has a girlfriend?
Oh, God be with that girl.
I've been out on this old highway. Doing things my way. Some days I got a lot of things to say. Some days I keep to myself, I like it better that way. Some days I feel pretty goddamn good. I feel like shit, I think that's to be understood. But I got a lot of things to say. Yeah, I don't need them anyways. Yeah, I'm gonna do it my way. Met a girl just south of Detroit. started moaning the blues. She knew every word from those old Hank Williams tunes. When that old girl started to sing, here she she don't need home anyways. Yeah, she's gonna do it her way. Know a guy from the Morrow County line. Give me this old guitar, he's a damn good friend of mine. Yeah, they sent him overseas. He's one of the few, the proud the Marines. Yeah, the blood on his hands makes it hard for him to sleep. When he sings, he moves me. He's got a lot of things to say. Yeah, he's just doing things his way. Yeah, he don't need them anyway. Stuck in Nashville just the other day. Stetson hats and cowboy boots, they think it gives them some roots. I got this old bandana and these Doc Martin shoes. Now more country than you.
You have like big Matt Sacks?
Big meat bag.
Big?
Yeah.
Wow. I hate when one of your nuts comes out of your boxers.
Oh, that's terrible.
God.
You feel awkward. Yeah. That's no good.
It's odd.
You're going to play this, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right. Well, we just got done listening to Our Way, which was supposed to be segued by Uncle Bubba.
That was my part.
And that was by the Dog Bite Harris. That's a good song. Has the female singer that he's talking about in there?
Yeah.
I do believe it's talking about Rachel Brooke.
That's why you like the song.
No, he sent me a couple CDs, and I totally dig it. But I just thought that song was very appropriate for our show. You know, he's like, you know, it's our way. We're doing it our way, and we don't like care if you like it. And
yeah, that's kind of how we are.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit if you like it or not.
All right. So thank you, Dog Bite Harris.
I'm going to do some contact information. What do you guys think?
Thank God.
We'll wait till you get your Crocs all squared away or whatever you're doing.
The microphone wire.
The microfire wire.
Was bugging me.
Okay.
All right. IBWIP.com.
Great place,
place
to go.
To start.
First place you can reach us. In case of an emergency.
Don't dial 911. It's IBWIP.com.
Twitter.com/IBWIPCOM. MySpace.com/ItBurnsWhenIP86. We're on Facebook. Search IBWIP. our emails be blake@ibwip.com, unclebubba@ibwip.com, and of course you want to send your emails to mrsbubba@ibwip.com.
And how is that spelled?
That is MRSBUBBA.
Not
Mrs. Bubba. Not MISSUS. Missus. Dale Jr.'s a fag.
Thank you. I've been waiting for it all night.
I was saving it.
All right. So what's the contact information? It's really important that we say it really nice and slow, and we make sure everybody calls it because we're going to talk about it later.
The dial-in number?
Yes.
Okay. It is.
She sounds like a jackass.
God,
206-339-8419.
It's that simple, people.
Call us up.
But most important, number 7
is a donate button. We all got to go to the donate button.
And where can we find that, Mrs. Bubba?
You can find it on MySpace or IBWIP.com. In case of emergency, go to IBWIP.com.
Right, if it's an emergency, then you have to give us $5.
Yeah, give us money.
Yes. It's on the front page.
We got money.
We got some money.
We did get some money.
And I'm going to let Mr. Uncle Bubba here tell the story because it was a pretty awesome story.
This is actually a couple of weeks ago at work. A guy that I work with started listening to the show a couple of months ago and came into work the Monday after our last episode was released, and he came up and he said, "I just got to tell you, I think I'm in love with your wife."
Did you punch him?
No, I didn't punch him. He enjoyed the first episode of The Vagina Princess and thought it was pretty cool. So I thanked him, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I got something else for you," and he grabbed his wallet and handed me a $20 bill and said, "This is for the show. It was well worth $20.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
And that's like above and beyond. That guy must have money.
Hell yeah. Well, he works at Caterpillar.
Well, that's
big
awesome.
Money there.
We appreciate it, and it is now in the...
We thank you very much.
It's in the Burns One IP account.
That's right.
And
it's in the Mrs. Bubba microphone stand fund.
Right, and I'm going to get you like one like mine, like a cool one like mine, like a shitty one like his.
Oh my God, I'm getting fucked again. Oh.
Yeah, so we're trying to get you a few extra bucks so we can get you the better one.
The good one. Okay. Right. Do I get a condom head for...
Well, if we get a couple people to donate, I think we need to get the little screen thing so we can...
Yes.
We can pee all we want. So... Thank you, Mike, for donating $20.
We appreciate
it. We don't expect that from every listener.
No, not at all.
I mean, from now on, Mike's going to have to give us $20 for every episode.
Well, yeah. Now we expect it.
But everybody else can just donate it like $5 or $10.
Yeah, every little bit will help us.
Yeah.
And really, you know, I don't want it to sound like we're out here just begging for money so we can go out and party our asses off and go, you know, get strippers and cocaine and all that kind of shit. We're doing it because we want to get money to make the product better.
Right.
Better equipment and that kind of stuff. So
it's a little medicine for Blake so he can get better.
Yeah.
It's called penicillin. No.
Oh my God, is it really?
I don't know. I think I need a new Adam's apple because I've had this problem off and on since the baseball incident. I really think that I did some serious damage to my Adam's apple.
Next time you catch, are you gonna wear a mask?
Yes, I definitely will. Or I'll just move away from the ball when it comes, like half the kids do when the ball gets hit to them. So, we like to do a little thing called What's Coming Up for IBWIP. And we just want to let the fans know
we got some big stuff coming up next month.
This is big, big news. And let me see if I can do it in somewhat of a normal voice. One moment, please. And for your listening pleasure, this is Bubba singing while I cough.
What the fuck am I supposed to sing? You didn't tell me this. I'm not prepared.
I would like you to take a dedication and request. I would like you to do I Like Big Butts by MC, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Now, see, folks, if you would just donate $5 or $10 ever, and you know, we had quite a few.
You wouldn't have to listen to Uncle Bubba rap,
right? I could just say, boop, there's a button. We push it. It does a little funky little diggity diggity or something. May 28th, we will be releasing episode 41 of It Burns When I Pee. And does anybody know why that is so significant? Because that's not number, a weird number to have. Like,
with
oh,
it's a three.
Something with a three.
Yes. We've had three lawsuits against us. No. No. Three divorces? No. It's going to be our 3-year anniversary special.
I can't believe it.
It's been 3 years.
Right.
It's come a long way.
Started.
It has come a long way.
I'd like to think that the product's improved.
Oh, yes, much so. As soon as you guys get me off the show, it's going to be outstanding.
That is our eventual goal.
I know. It's your goal. You're like,
the Bubbas are going to take over.
The Bubbas are taking over the world. There'll be cockfighting everywhere. Can you, like, imagine, like, at Walmart, there's, like, a section, like, that has, like, outfits for your cock. Cockfighting outfits. You know, like, the samurai outfit and, like, the ninja outfit.
Oh.
I guess we can only dream. But we really would like to have everybody send us voicemails. Just some of you guys and gals out there who have been listening to the show for a long time. Any of, like, the artists we've had on the show or whatever. Just take a few minutes. Call the dial-in number. Which is 206-339-8419. Leave us a voicemail. Just, you know, give us a shout-out or something. I want to do, like, a little medley because, you know.
Yeah, it'd be neat to actually hear from everybody.
Right. And the deadline, we need those in by May 15th. So if everybody – and don't wait till May 14th to do it. Just, you know, as soon as you hear this episode, be like, I'm calling right now, you know. All right. And as everybody turns to page 2 of their outline we have tons of surprises for the third anniversary show.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be big.
And I don't even want to give any of them away, although I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I am too.
But we're hoping some things go through, and we're going to have a special episode. It's not going to happen at Beans and Frank Studio. That's all I can say.
That's right.
Can't say anything else. Top secret. We will have to shoot you.
Kind of like the Canadian episode.
Quit looking at me when you say that. I'm not going to say anything.
We will shave your head when you're sleeping. Uncle Bubba will teabag you in your sleep.
This one away. We were just talking about teabagging earlier.
Yeah, right. We were.
But and here's my thing: is why did you say when they're asleep? Which one of you was it said like they do it when you're asleep?
I didn't say.
Oh, I think I said that. Yeah, he does it when he does I'm it asleep, and it makes a splat sound. I think is what happened.
Okay. It was funnier when it happened. I didn't have to leave.
Yeah. But let's face it, teabagging's always fun.
Yeah, teabagging's fun, whether it's day, night, awake, passed out. It doesn't matter. I guess if you're passed out and you get teabagged, it's kind of like rape. But so I guess that's not the way to do it.
Probably not.
You want to get consent maybe 2 to 3 weeks before you do it and go, hey, honey, do you like teabags? Would you like a teabag? And she's like, sure. And then you take her some nice hot tea, and then a week later,
you drop your balls in her face.
She's sleeping, and just all of a sudden, squap. What the fuck are you doing?
You said you like teabag.
So
good times.
Yeah, well, we tentatively have The Devil Makes Three scheduled to be our featured guest.
The Devil Makes
Three.
Three.
Get it?
Three.
I sense a theme.
Three.
There's going to be a lot of threes, and there's going to be a specific non-three, just if you know who I'm talking about.
I do know.
So don't get your fucking all hyping, get all excited, because that three is not happening. There's not going to be a threesome between me and Bubba and Mrs. Bubba.
No, there's not.
Not going to happen.
I promise that won't happen.
I can guarantee that will never happen.
So what are you trying to say, that I'm not attractive? Ooh, she's on the spot.
Silent. I think she just pled the fifth.
Okay. She's like, no. You're like, do you like it in the ass? And she just goes.
Silence is acceptance.
Right. So, Mrs. Bubba wants my body. That's what I've come up with. We are also on the anniversary episode going to announce our Fan of the Year.
First time ever.
First time ever we've done this. Fan of the Year. We have a trophy.
A special trophy. And we designed ourselves.
Yeah. We designed it ourselves.
It's good. It's a good trophy.
Yeah. I had like 3-4 ideas after that one. But
you know, this is going to be killing me not to say any of these.
But you can do it.
I can do it.
Otherwise, okay. You're going to get teabagged.
You might get teabagged anyway. Because now we've been thinking about it, and I'm thinking it sounds like a lot of fun. We haven't done that for a while.
And also, make sure when you get your It Burns When I Pee newsletter for May, you spay and neuter your pets.
What?
You pay special attention to it because it will have all of the details on ordering the special 3-year anniversary t-shirt.
That is awesome.
And this is not no shitty Cafe Press t-shirt that's going to cost you $5,000.
This is nice.
We decided that it was too expensive for you, our listeners, to buy our shirts through Cafe Press.
Unless you still want to do it.
Yeah, you can still do that if you like.
But this shirt in particular, it's a limited edition. There's going to be
30 of them.
30 of it. Get it? 30.
And Blake, of course, designed them.
Yes, I did.
And we actually upfronted the money and bought the shirts.
Yes.
So we can pass the savings on to our fans and not have to pay Cafe Press all that extra.
Right, and they're super cool shirts. We will be unveiling it before the episode, but we're really excited about them. We have a lot more information about them later on.
But. Yeah, and like you said, we've only got 30 of them, so you know, make sure you hop right on it.
Right, as soon as they come out, get them, because
once they're gone, they're gone.
We're going to be dropping them like they're hot.
That's right.
I like saying that. I love it. And so as for episode 41 of the anniversary special, that's all we can say. There's even more. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot more.
We told you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but there's tons more.
Tons.
It's going to be awesome.
How do you say tons in Spanish?
Tons?
Tanos.
El Tanos.
El Tanos.
There's El Tanos more.
That's right.
All right.
Mucho más.
Mucho más.
That's lots more.
Mucho más.
Cojones.
Yes. Or there's not going to be.
Much more balls.
Much more balls.
So you want to talk about our other big event?
Yes. And we have a special guest with us here
in the
studio.
We have our own mascot.
Here. Would you like to say hi, mascot?
That's Cocker.
Cocker.
He is our new mascot. And, of course, for those of you who are on the IBWIP newsletter, you saw his picture when Blake sent it out earlier this month. And Cocker's going to go on a world tour.
It's going to be awesome. Like, we had this idea. Like, you've heard of a roaming gnome, right?
Yep.
Where people send a gnome to one place and they take their picture and then they go send it to another place. And I thought, how awesome would it be to send a cock? And I'm like, I don't think people will want to, like, open a box and there'll be a big old huge black dildo. So I was like, what else can we do?
We'll send a rooster.
So we have this rooster.
And realistically, so far, the feedback on this has been fantastic. We've got like 30 people.
That's awesome.
Who have already emailed us their addresses. And what we're going to do is we're going to put Cocker in a box and we're going to ship him out.
Cock in a box. Sounds like somebody get a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And there will be a list in the box with him with a list of addresses. And when you get Cocker, you've got to take him out in your town, your neighborhood, your city, whatever, and take 5 pictures of him sightseeing and email those pictures to us and then stick Cocker back in a box and send it on to the next person.
Right.
We've got tons of places already lined up. You want to talk about a few?
Sure. Where he's going to go to Boston.
New York City.
Texas.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Florida.
Sweden.
Yes. Scotland.
And Canada.
Although I think we're going to make Canada the last spot because
yeah,
I really
absolutely.
Think this is
I don't
a
know
setup.
What they're going to do.
I think
Cocker.
This is a setup. I'm afraid Cocker's going to get abducted, so we're going to save Canada for last.
Right. Yeah. And so, and when we started this, like we're like, oh, we'll probably get 4 or 5 people, you know. But like I said, there's been like almost 30 people. So what we're saying is, if you have signed up for it, if you're on the list, when Cocker comes to your house, please take him out. You know, try to get things done within a week.
And get him moved on to the next place.
Right, because otherwise he's going to be gone a year.
And we're going to miss the little guy.
But what we wanted you to do is you take the 5 pictures and you email them to us. And we're going to blog on IBWIP.com because there is a blog there. I don't care. I don't know if any of you noticed.
It's
there.
A blog.
And we're going to track Cocker's travels.
Yeah. And when you take him out, I want to see some really cool shit.
Right, yeah.
Just we're talking, he's going to Washington, D.C.
Right.
I would love to see him at, like, the Washington Monument or in front of Abe Lincoln.
Or, like, standing, like, next to a hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he goes to St. Louis, let's see him at the St. Louis Arch. Let's see some really, really cool
get
travels.
Creative. You can do whatever. There's actually a tattoo shop that's getting him, and they asked if they could tattoo him. I was like, fuck, go
do
ahead.
Do whatever you want.
Just don't anally rape him.
That's right. He doesn't need that.
He doesn't need it.
He didn't deserve that.
He's so innocent sitting there.
But he's already, you know, he's already took a couple excursions, and we're going to be posting those with the first release of this episode. And then we're going to send him on his way May 1st.
Awesome.
So if Cocker comes to your town, show him a good time.
We know you will. You'll take good care of him for us.
I wanted to talk about a couple of like news and notes.
It's like a new segment, news and notes.
You want to do like a news anchor like intro to this?
You got to hold your ear.
Dun, 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 dun. It's now time for news and notes.
The Burnsman IP was proud to announce Keith Neltner, and many of you know Keith Neltner's artwork. He is celebrating 10 years of making gig posters and doing graphic design, so he's relaunched NeltnerCreative.com. And he's also designed a special new poster called Laid to Rest, and there's only 33 of them available.
That's an interesting number.
Yes, and actually there's less than 32 because I bought one.
Nice.
Yes. And so if you go to NeltnerCreative.com, check out the new layout of the website. It's pretty awesome, and definitely order you one of those Laid to Rest posters. And if you do order those, he will throw in a free print of his first poster that he did in 2000.
Cool.
So Keith's been a really good friend of the show, and wanted to pass that along to all the fans out there.
Definitely go check it out.
And another reason why I have no voice.
You went to a concert last night.
I went partying like a rock star. Me and Mrs. Happy were like, road trip. It wasn't like that. It was like, road trip. Mrs. Bubba, I need to take a drink and cough real quick before I go on. Why don't you sing?
Make it sure it's something I can't sing.
Do you know Layla?
No.
How about Good Vibrations by Marky Mark?
I was thinking more along about I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. Can you sing that one for us? Well, I just take a drink and cough real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, and go.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's good.
Not bad.
Yeah. And that song always makes me horny for some reason.
Gee, go figure.
But, no, last night, me and Mrs. Happy went to Mount Vernon, Illinois.
That's down south.
Have you ever been to Mount Vernon, Illinois? Oh, I'll wait till you're done.
No, I have not.
Okay. No, but we went down there in southern Illinois. We went to the pedal steel guitar convention, and we hung out with Joey Alcorn, who's a really good friend of the show.
You were a personal guest.
Yes, and I actually wore Joey's name tag, and Mrs. Happy wore Lauren's name tag.
Boy, you are famous.
Yeah, people kept looking at me like, look at me, and then my name tag, then look at me again. Like,
dude, you're not Joey Alcorn.
Dude, you can't sing. You can't even
talk.
We've heard you sing on an IBWFP. No, but we met a lot of super cool people, and we listened to some amazing steel guitar playing, pedal. And I guess I never really paid attention to like what all is involved with like a pedal steel guitar. Like there's the 20 strings on top, and then there's foot pedals, and then there's knee pedals.
That sounds way too complicated for
me.
Oh
my God,
I couldn't do anything.
These guys were just picking the shit out of this thing, and it sounded awesome. But there was a lot of cool guys. We showed some pictures. We heard a lot of great stories.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, we heard a lot of great stories, and I'm kind of keeping that stuff like a secret because I'm hoping to do something in the future with some of the guys that we met. So, but it was a good time, and we really thank Joey for asking us to come down there. And of course, he sang a few songs. It was cool and hung out.
Sounds like a good time.
And Joey has actually relaunched his website, joeyalcorn.com, and he has a new message board up. So go sign up, check it out.
Keep tabs on him.
Yeah, but he's revamped the web message board, and so there's different segments of music to talk about and stuff.
Cool.
So he wants everybody to go up there and sign up and check out the new website, too. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That's all I have for this evening. Oh, no, wait.
No. You got one more.
And it's ironic that I forgot this.
Yeah, how could you forget this?
Our good friend, and some people might say that I stalk her.
Yeah, they might, including her.
Yeah, little Lisa Dixie, she's going under the knife on May 6th. She's having throat surgery.
Wow.
Which I might have to have it, too.
It sounds like
I might have to have a whole Adam's apple.
Or actually, maybe you're just having sympathy pains.
That's it.
You feel bad for little Lisa Dixie because she's going to have throat surgery, and it's affecting your voice. It's a psychosomatic thing.
Wow.
Bubba's getting medical on your asses, bitches.
Well, little Lisa Dixie, we hope you get through your surgery.
And get well soon.
And if they fuck up your surgery and they fuck up that wonderful voice of yours,
we're going to hunt them down.
We're going to Washington,
D.C. That's right.
Yes, we're going to commit a homicide.
IBWIP posse pack.
And then we'll be in prison.
Think we could do the show live from Folsom Prison?
That's not fair, because you guys will get to go to prison, and I'm left in the women's prison all by myself.
We'll get Mrs. Happy to help you out.
Okay.
She'll bring you cigarettes to keep you safe.
Okay.
So you don't get broomsticks in your butt.
I mean, realistically, do you think it's going to be a good thing for Blake and I if we end up in prison?
Yeah, I am way too little and cute to go to prison. I am getting ass raped the first day, and there's nothing I can do about it. I don't think
Blake would actually have to pay me to shank him, because that would be a whole lot less painful than what he's going to go through.
I don't think I'm going to be like, hey, I'm the podcasting god. They'll be like,
yeah, well, your ass looks pretty, son.
Right. Your ass is going to be virginized. So, Lisa, let us know how it goes. And
you take care.
Yeah, and if you guys are fans of her MySpace page or Facebook page, definitely go give her some thoughts and prayers and all that good stuff. And Lisa, let them know we will kill them. So
we're on it.
We're on it. Okay,
we got your back.
I want to thank Mrs. Happy for helping us with the skit.
Yeah, she's quite involved.
She was a natural.
She was.
She did good.
She did well.
She did real good.
We want to thank all the fans for listening. I want to thank Uncle Bubba. And God forbid I don't thank Mrs. Bubba, because I will get punched in the face.
Now I feel it's like just a chore. You're not really thanking me. You're doing it because you have to.
There's
so
a lot
it's
of things.
Sincere.
There's a lot of things I do because I have to.
Thanking me is one of them.
No,
so
I
really
no. He appreciates you.
Do you want to start a fight right here?
Yeah, let's go.
Uh-oh.
I would never hit a
in
woman.
In his weakened condition, you'd stomp his ass in 3 seconds.
Yes, in my most energized condition, she would beat
my
ass.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't
she
matter. Mr. Uncle Bubba, thank you.
My pleasure.
It's a good time.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Uncle Bubba.
Thank you, Mrs. Bubba.
Hey, you know what? Thank you, podcast.
Yeah,
God.
Thank you, Blake.
We never
thank you for inviting us to be a part of this show.
Oh, stop, you guys. Is there anybody else we didn't thank?
I don't think so. Thank all the artists whose music we played this week.
Right, definitely. I tried to get a hold of her on CNW, but I don't think that they are even they don't have a website or nothing. So that's all I have. I want to say good night, good evening, buenos dias.
And take care.
Take care. From Beats and Frank Studio, this is the Podcasting God, Blake Clayton.
Amen.
Wishing you the best.
We're going to play the last rap song that is going to be played on this podcast.
That's right. Don't forget, next month we debut a new genre.
Right.
So we picked a little song that we thought you'd like. We're going to play a little Brass Monkey by the Beastie Boys.
And that's a good way to end it.
Right. That's like vintage.
I mean, the Beastie Boys were pioneers.
Beastie Boys were like the Eminem of the 80s
and
90s.
Yeah. Yeah, they were huge.
Like Eminem was nothing.
I remember when Licensed Ill came out. That was the sickest album I'd ever heard.
Do you remember we were at the Peoria Civic Center and we were going to a hockey game? And it was when the Beastie Boys' Licensed Ill CD or tape at the time was popular. And we were standing in line with my mom to go get, to get with our tickets. And I was singing the Paul Revere song. And I said, I did it like this. I did it like that. I did it with a wiffle ball bat. So I really thought she was going to kill me.
Yeah,
in front of
yeah.
everyone.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, good times.
Back when child abuse was accepted.
Back when she was just your mom and not your roommate.
Right on. All right, folks. See you next month for the anniversary special.
That's
this
right.
Is.
Make sure everybody calls us up. We want to hear voicemails.
Call us up. Stroke our egos. We love it. If you want to stroke something else, email me, blake@ibwip.com, and I will forward it to the appropriate person, which is Mrs. Bubba. Here's the Beastie Boys singing Brass Monkey.
Welcome to episode 40.
Shut up.
What happened? There it is.
Nice.
All I saw was rooster. Okay, let's try it again.
Off to a banging start.
Welcome to episode 40, keeping it neat. Introducing Blake.
Episode 40 of Birds with a P, I guess.
Damn it, I do it every time, don't I?
That's what he said. hold on. Me.
Are you ready to try it again? Yeah. Okay. Welcome to episode 40 at Burns When I Pee, titled Keeping It Neat. Introducing Blake. That's so good.
Blake.
How about just, here's your host, the podcasting god, Blake Clayton.
Amen.
Yeah, and then I'll do the amen.
Okay.
Take 47.